we assume if they can see us, they'll react to us. Therefore, we're safer. But that assumption skips a critical step, recognition. Because it's not just about visibility, it's about something way deeper. You're not being ignored because you're hard to see. You're being ignored because the human brain doesn't think you matter. Look at nature. Well, poison dart frogs, they're not just colorful, they're recognized as dangerous. Predators don't avoid them because they're pretty and brightly colored. They avoid them because those colors mean if you touch this, you regret it. Same with wasps and hornets. High contrast striping. Skunks, bold black and white warning pattern. Even snakes with banding patterns. High contrast warning patterns across nature. This is called aposematic signaling. Warning through recognition, not just visibility. The point is, something about how you're perceived matters. And this is where I think some modern gear is starting to get it right. Not just bright, but intentional design that actually considers how humans see. Tobacco motor wear is a good example of this. They're pulling from that retro aesthetic.
That's old school high vis.
Oh,
Where
yeah.
stripes come from prison, but also.
But high vis is the point.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the point was you're going to spot them, and a lot of old sport track racers use like striped sleeves so other riders would kind of see where they were at and they could kind of just stay a little safer. So we call this the Bandito, because it kind of has both those sentiments. It's kind of a little racing and a little outlaw.
There is data supporting visibility. White helmets link to lower crash risk. Daytime running lights improve detection. Some studies show reduced injury rates with reflective gear. But even those studies have limitations: self-selection bias, older data, changing traffic environments. So here's the honest answer. Visibility helps, but it's not enough, because being visible is not the same as being seen and noticed.